Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today we're finishing the fifth chapter of Masechta's Nazir Perek. Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Beginning the sixth chapter, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Ra'as a koi, they see a koi. What's a koi? So it's an animal that we're unsure how to categorize it. Is it a behemoth, a domestic animal? Is it a chaya, a wild animal? Now, the Torah's characterizations of animals go beyond just a mere way of categorizing them, but in fact, there are various halachas, very important halachas, such as in a domestic animal, there's the prohibition of chalef, which is a severe prohibition, whereas a wild animal does not have the prohibition of chalef. Moreover, kisu hadam, covering the blood, is only with birds and wild animals, not with behemoths. So this animal, we're unsure how to categorize it. There's even one opinion in the Gemara that says it's a hybrid. But what happens here is Ra'a is a koi. Someone sees a koi. I'm a nazir if that's a wild animal. And the other guy says, a guy says, I'm nazir if that's not a wild animal. Hareni nazir is a behemoth. A third guy says, I'm a nazir if that's a domestic animal. The last guy, fourth guy says, Hareni nazir is a behemoth. I'm a nazir if that's not a domestic animal. The fifth guy says, Hareni nazir is a chaya ubehemoth. The guy says, I'm a nazir if that's both a wild animal and a domestic animal. The sixth guy says, Hareni nazir is a chaya ubehemoth. I'm a nazir if that's neither a wild animal or a domestic animal. And then the seventh guy says, Hareni nazir echad mekan nazir. I'm a nazir if at least one of you guys is a nazir. And the eighth guy says, "Hareini nazir she'ein echem yam nazir." I'm nazir if none of you are nazirim. And ninth guy adds in, "Hareini nazir she'kul nazirim." I'm here nazir if all you're nazirim. Hareini kul nazirim. They're all considered nazirim. Why? So this mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon, who says in the previous mishnah that a nazir out of doubt has to be a nazir, at least out of doubt, and then you have to reaffirm it by being a nazir nedava, so you can bring the animals. And basically, the six people are all of doubt. And the last part, we're unsure what exactly they mean. Are we saying I'm a nazir if you're a full-fledged nazir? Is he saying I'm a nazir if one of you is a nazir out of doubt? We don't know, and therefore he too, the last three are also nazirs out of doubt. Okay, Mishnah Aleph, the sixth parak. This goes back to some of the basics. Shlosha mina sur nazir. The nazir is prohibited to three different types of things. Hatum becoming tameh, pediglachas shaving one's head and the hair. Hair on one's head, the yotz minigefen, and products of a grape. The chol yotz minigefen starvim zamzeh. Moreover, we have a halacha that whenever you eat an iser, you have to eat a full volume, well, it depends on what the iser is, but let's just say a full kazayas of it. Can you take various isurim and make a sandwich of, I don't know, chalev and dam and treif animal, and together, if they all add to kazayas, is it a kazayas? We have to have a full kazayas of each iser. Says our Mishnah, when it comes to nazir, that all the various parts of the grapevines, whether you have some of the grapes and you have some of the skins, some of the pits, they combine to add up to the full amount of a nazir to be liable for the punishment. You're not liable to have a kazayas. Then the Mishnah says, the first version of the Mishnah said the nazir does not become liable until he drinks a revius of wine. What's the difference between them? It could be that the Mishnah is arguing over, is there a difference between the volume one consumes when it's a drink versus when it's a food. Rekiva Omar, I feel Shara Pito Biyan Vyesh Bukhade Listar of Kazayas. Let's say a person takes his bread and dips it in wine. There's enough wine in this mixture to add up to an olive. Chayav, one is liable. In this case, when the permissible bread combines with the wine, the bread then completes the minimum amount to become a Kazayas. I wish you all a wonderful day.